Hello and welcome to The Cryptid Catalog, a podcast for monster lovers young and old. Before we jump in, I want to mention some of the themes in today's story. Cryptid Catalog tries to cover stories in a kid-friendly manner, but every listener has different thresholds. So to make sure this story is suitable for your listeners, here are some things that you can expect to hear in today's story. Today's episode contains gun violence, dark magic, and animal mutilations. If all that sounds intriguing, then sit back, get a little cozy, and come with us as we open up the Cryptid Catalog. Killian, picture this. The Utah sky is painted in swirling shades of pink as you wander amongst the shrubs and barren trees. A warm breeze plays with your hair as you explore the vast landscape. Killian, a voice calls out. You stop dead in your tracks and look around. Somehow the voice is familiar and foreign, all at the same time. Killian, the voice echoes out across the desert, this time. Closer. Killian, what is this creature?
The Killian caller?
It's a good guess, but no, it is a skinwalker.
A skinwalker?
Let's open up the cryptic catalog and find out more.
This was my suggestion. I wanted to do the skinwalker.
You did, but also it was someone else's suggestion too. So you and your listeners are on the same brainwave because there's been a few times that you've been very interested in a certain monster or cryptid, and then suddenly someone has sent us a message saying that we should cover it. It happened with like the Kraken, it happened with mermaids, it happened with a handful of them. So you and your listeners are definitely on the same brainwave.
Yeah.
So before we begin our creepy episode on skinwalkers, let's thank our friend Porter.
And Killian
for suggesting today's story. If you have a suggestion for a future episode, feel free to shoot us an email or a message on Instagram.
Bow.
All right, Killian, tell me what you know about skinwalkers.
They walk without any skin.
Ooh, that's a good guess. Not correct, though. So today, I think we're going to do things a little bit different. I'm going to start with a story, and it's a true one. About a family who buys some land in the middle of nowhere and they start to experience strange and terrible things. So this is a true story. Ready? A long time ago, way back in 1994. I don't like daddy's use of way back because mommy was four. A family moved out into the middle of nowhere, Utah. When I say nowhere, think like where Courage the Cowardly Dog lives. Like that in the middle of nowhere.
Yay!
The family bought over 500 acres of land. Killian, that's like miles and miles. Like, it's a lot of land. So they built a home complete with a small farm and settled
in. Those builders get a lot of lunch breaks.
No. Not they're not building a giant miles and miles house. It's miles and miles of land. You know, like when we go to Nina and Poppy's house, their house is on like a specific little spot, but then there's land everywhere else, like just empty areas. It's like that, but way bigger. They built a home complete with a small farm and settled in. When they purchased the land, they were told by the locals that the massive swath of land was cursed by the Navajo tribes. They were told stories that went back hundreds of years, when the Spanish missionaries would pass through the land and encounter wolves the size of boulders, blinding lights in the sky at night, and even Bigfoot-like beasts attacking them. The family wasn't superstitious and went about their business. After all, it was just land. What was the worst thing that could happen out there? Now, yes.
I have a question.
Go for it.
There's a swim. Skinwalker at the face or no face?
Well, hold on. We got to do the story first. Then we get info, remember?
All right.
Okay. Now, it wasn't long before the strange things that they were warned about began happening. The children would look out their window at night and see dancing fiery lights in the sky. Creepy, glowing orange eyes would stare out from the bushes at the family as they sat on their porch at night. The farm animals would go missing, only to turn up days later, mutilated beyond recognition. About a year into their stay, the people-like things started to appear. It didn't matter what time of day or night, the human-like figures would crouch beside bushes, stand behind a swath of dead trees, or even race through the desert, screeching and screaming. These bodies looked off, like they were caught in the process of transforming from animal to human. Like they were a blur of skin and fur, unable to hold one shape. All too often, the family heard voices calling out of nowhere for help, calling their name.
It's like Dogman, but like he can like shapeshift into a dog and a man.
Okay. Calling their names, voices whispering for them to come closer. People in town said that they were aliens, that the lights in the sky were UFOs, and the mutilated farm animals were failed alien experiments. The townspeople warned the family that the aliens would come for them next if they didn't leave. The Navajo tribe believed that it was something far more sinister than aliens, something older, something wrapped in dark magic. The Navajo knew the land was cursed by the witches who gave into darkness. The Navajo knew the land was haunted by the skinwalkers. It was a quiet evening in 1996. It started off calm and normal, but the family didn't know it would be their last on the ranch. The sound of growling coyotes shattered the stillness of the evening. The father stepped outside, cocking a shotgun, warning whatever it was out there to get back. Turning the corner of their home, he came face to face with the largest coyote any living person had ever seen before. With a thunderous boom, the shotgun released its buckshot right between the eyes of the monster. It was a strong enough round that it should have sent the beast flying back. When the smoke from the shot cleared, the beast's head had a massive hole in it. Then the father dropped the shotgun. His mortar weapon wouldn't help him here, for the hole in the coyote's head began to regenerate. Turning and running back into the house, the father heard the beast let out a human laugh. The family began packing their bags. The next day, they were gone. The massive stretch of land lay vacant as the family searched for a buyer. Meanwhile, the stories of aliens, UFOs, skinwalkers, mutilations, Bigfoot, and more spread from the little town all across America. Eventually, a team of paranormal investigators purchased the land for research and named the area Skinwalker Ranch after the Navajo legends. Since then, the investigators have captured unbelievable things. Photographs of misshapen humanoids, UFOs in the sky, and strange paranormal phenomena that put it on par with the Bermuda Triangle. There have been several History Channel and Discovery Channel shows made about this ranch, so there are plenty of videos to check out if you're interested, with your grown-up's approval, of course. First of all, I will tell you that Papa has seen this, a show about Skinwalker Ranch, and he said it was very creepy.
I want to see it.
You have to ask Papa if it's appropriate, because I have not seen it. Or maybe Mommy will watch it and let you know. So, Killian, once again, we have a cryptid that comes to us from Native American folklore, the Skinwalker. Most commonly a part of Navajo legends, the Skinwalker is said to be an evil witch that can alter its skin to look like any person, transform into any animal, most notably a coyote, and they have the power to mimic voices.
Mommy?
Yes.
Now I don't even trust you anymore because maybe a skinwalker would form into you.
Nah.
And then I wouldn't know which was which.
Can I tell you something funny/creepy?
What?
Nathan and BJ are convinced that the deer that are in the neighborhood all the time are skinwalkers. And they get mad at Daddy for talking to the deer because they think he's talking to skinwalkers.
Wait, they're listening to this.
No, who? The Skinwalkers?
No,
Nathan and BJ?
Yeah.
No, that's just how they are. That's just what they do in life. They already know about, trust me, BJ knows about a lot of spooky stuff.
Then he should watch the show.
Yeah. Anyway. They like to lure unsuspecting people to use their bodies in its dark magic rituals. Or if the skinwalker is a more twisted creature than human, they feast upon their victim instead. Now, in Navajo cultures, there are good witches and bad witches. Good magic users are known as medicine men and women. While learning magic, all witches must learn both good and bad magic. Most medicine men and women can handle the knowledge of the darker magics, but those that can't typically become skinwalkers. Skinwalkers sometimes transform themselves into animals simply for the purpose of traveling great distances quickly. They may also transform in order to wreak havoc on others for revenge, because while in their animal state, their identity will be a secret. A skinwalker usually wears the fur of the animal that they like to transform into. Because of their association with skinwalkers, wild animal hides are taboo in Navajo culture and are rarely seen. This is a quote from a Navajo writer. They curse people and cause great suffering and death. At night, their eyes glow red like hot coals. It is said that if you see the true face of a skinwalker, they have to kill you. If you see one and know who it is, they will die. If you see them and you don't know them, they have to kill you to keep you from finding out who they are. To get rid of their victims, skinwalkers use a special mixture of that some call corpse powder, which they blow into your face. Now, you just tap to me what you need to say.
So, how will they... Why do they have to kill you if you don't know the person? Why do they just leave you alone?
I don't know.
No survivors.
No, yeah.
They're evil, man.
I'll just run like a baby.
Run like a baby? Babies don't run very fast.
Baby Sonic.
That makes more sense.
Baby Sonic.
Okay. So once they blow the corpse powder into your face, your tongue turns black and you go into convulsions and you quickly die a painful death. They are known to summon evil spirits in their ceremonies and send them out to do their bidding. Now, there's apparently a lot more to skinwalkers, the battle between light and dark magic, and the witches who practice the twisted art form of altering themselves. But as per Navajo tradition, outsiders of the Navajo tribes are not allowed to know everything. So we respect their tradition because that is the right thing to do. The Navajo tribes reveal just enough about the skinwalkers to warn people who might encounter one in the wild so that they can stay safe. Like if you're walking alone in the wilderness and hear a voice calling your name, you should keep walking and never approach the sound of the voice, no matter what it says, no matter what it offers you. So they tell you this to be, keep you safe. So it's kind that they're sharing their culture and their traditions to keep us safe. So we should respect their culture and their traditions by just accepting the information they give us and not pushing for more information. Does that make sense?
Yeah. So skinwalkers, all kids should be listening to this. So now, skinwalkers are the new version of why you shouldn't take candy from a stranger.
Oh, okay. I like that. That's true. We should not talk to strangers.
Mm-hmm.
We shouldn't go with people unless your parents have told you to go, or your guardians or your grown-ups have told you to go with someone. And we shouldn't trust random voices screaming out in the woods.
It's actually... Pretty,
also, Slenderman is the new version.
Oh, okay.
Hold on. Crazy. I didn't include it in the write-up, but Navajo kids now use skinwalkers in place of, like, popular, like, boogeyman stories to, like, remind kids to, like, stay safe and everything.
Oh, okay. To hear that? So you were right.
Yeah.
Good job, buddy. Or if you encounter a skinwalker in one of its many forms, the only way to slow it down is to stab it with a knife that's been dipped in white ash. We don't know how to kill a skinwalker. The Navajo keep that information to themselves. So, that is it for skinwalkers. Skinwalkers were a hard one to cover because A, it dives a lot into a culture that we are not a part of, but that they share the information, but we have to respect their traditions.
But we're actually doing a crime right now because we're like...
No, we're not doing a crime. We're not disrespecting them. We have only presented the information that they have given us. We have not presented more information than is available. Does that make sense?
Mm-hmm.
So we have done, as far as I know, we have tried our best to do the right thing. Does that make sense?
Okay.
But you know what? It's a good thing that Navajo shared that with everybody, because you're right. Kids should be very careful of things like strangers, people with ill intent, or skinwalkers. It's a good point. Basically, just stay with the grown-up you came with, right?
Mm-hmm.
All right. So, that's it for skinwalkers. What did you think of them?
Scary behind no reason.
Scary beyond no reason?
Yeah.
Okay. Don't fake a stutter, please.
No, that's how scary I am.
Oh, okay. What is the scariest thing about them? Talk normal.
Okay, so...
What is the scariest thing about them?
Because they shapeshift.
Yeah, because you never know what they'll look like.
And you never know if they're, like, your real parents or, like...
No? Killian.
The real one.
I'll have to show you this TikTok of a girl I found who thinks her dog is a skinwalker. And she refuses to let him in the house because she thinks he's a skinwalker. And it's very funny because she figures it out at the end that he's fine. Isn't that funny?
Uh-huh.
All right. I agree with you, though. That's the scariest part is you never know what they're going to look like. You never know what body form they're going to take. It's a real gamble. All right. Well, that is all we have. Thank you guys for listening. I am Karina.
I'm Killian.
And this has been... Hello?
The Cryptic Cat. Until next time, the Cryptids are watching.
Doo-doo-doo-doo-doo. Thank you for listening to the Cryptid Catalog. This show is hosted by Karina and Killian Beamesterfer. Written, researched, and edited by Dylan Beamesterfer. And the music was created and performed by Will Shelton. Grown-ups, if you would like to help support the show, please take a second to finish out the episode and listen to some ads.